You're listening to SBS News.
Sophie Schmidt has been looking for full-time employment for 4 years. Currently, the 29-year-old, who holds a Bachelor of Arts, works 5 hours per week at a futsal centre in Melbourne's north. The rest of her income, the vast majority of which goes to rent in her five-person share house, comes from government Newstart payments.
I've been receiving Newstart probably for about 8 years on and off. I've been finding it very hard to find enough work to be off Newstart.
Ms. Schmidt is one of the millions of Australians. New Housing Analysis has described the country's private rental market as failing. Anglicare Australia's 10th annual rental affordability snapshot surveyed more than 69,000 private rental listings across Australia on the 23rd of March this year. It then measured how affordable those houses were for people on a series of government income payments and for people earning the minimum wage. What the survey found, Anglicare Australia's Executive Director Casey Chambers says, is damning.
In this, our 10th year of doing the snapshot, that affordability is lower than ever. Out of 69,500 properties, if you were single and on the new start allowance, only two single properties would have been affordable for you.
Anglicare calculates rent affordability on the nationally accepted benchmark of accounting for less than 30% of a household budget. Anything over 30%, it says, causes financial stress and the sacrificing of other essential items. Overall, Anglicare's 2019 snapshot found, of the 69,485 rentals surveyed, 2.2% were affordable for someone on the minimum wage and around 0.5% for someone on the age pension or disability support pension. No rentals were affordable for a single person on Newstart or youth allowance in any major city or regional centre. Ms. Chambers says governments across the country must invest in housing for people on low incomes if it wants to stop some of Australia's most vulnerable people sliding into homelessness.
We really need to call on the government, whichever government's returned after May the 18th, to commit to building social and community housing and to work with states and territories to have a better balance in the rental agreements for tenants.
The snapshot comes weeks out from the 2019 federal election. It also coincides with calls from people on all sides of politics to raise the rate of Newstart, which hasn't had a real increase in 25 years. For a single person, the payment is currently worth less than $270 a week, or $40 a day. Labor says it will review Newstart if it forms government at the May election.
There is a major disconnect between the government of the day and local communities who in their daily experience know that there are far too many people who cannot make ends meet. At a crucial time in a federal election, this is a very welcome report, which in terms of reminding the politicians about what should really matter.
That's Australian Council of Social Service Chief Executive Cassandra Goldie, whose organisation wants Newstart raised by $75 a week. A poll commissioned by ACOS and conducted by Essential Research in early April found 72% of Australians believe Newstart should be increased. Dr. Goldie again.
Housing is not about property investment. It's about people who need a safe, secure place to live. And we now have a chronic problem for people on low and modest incomes. We must lift the level of Newstart and we must also respond to the crisis in housing affordability in Australia.
Casey Chambers says other benefits for low-income earners should also be reviewed.
Lifting Newstart is a no-brainer, but we not only need to lift it, we need to make sure it stays lifted. We really need to make sure that we not only increase all benefits, but that increase keeps pace with rising costs, and rent in particular.
Sophie Schmidt says many other people are struggling to pay their rent more than she is, and agrees whichever party wins this year's federal election must act.
There should be more social housing. I think it should be more easily accessible. I think there should be perhaps caps on renting prices. But raising Newstart would be a good start.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.